Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Thursday, 19th of March, 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the island. And background to the news, Manx sport, what there is of it, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. The latest Manx government COVID-19 news conference today. Shelves in the shops won't be empty, says the industry. Has Manx Utilities mitigating concerns with bill payments? The Methodist Church has come up with a novel approach. The travel agency operating behind closed doors and despite coronavirus, another flume-free Thursday at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Lewis Foster.
Fastamai. Chief Minister Howard Quayle has blasted armchair experts on social media for spreading false information amidst the coronavirus pandemic. He says fines of up to £10,000 will be in place for those breaking the rules relating to coronavirus precautions. Also, a dedicated 111 service is being set up to assist those in the public with concerns, and schools are remaining open for the time being. The latest government update shows there have been 51 concluded tests for coronavirus so far, meaning only one test has returned in the past 24 hours. The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 on the island remains at zero. Finally, non-essential visitors to all residential services provided by adult social care will not be allowed in from 23:59 tonight. It's the latest measure to protect the most vulnerable from contracting coronavirus. And in international news, Boris Johnson says the UK can turn the tide of the coronavirus outbreak in the next 12 weeks, but only if people follow the scientific advice. The UK Prime Minister also says there may be a potential antibody test, which could transform the ability to trace infected people. And just a week after the Bank of England slashed interest rates to boost the economy, it's done it again. They're now at a new historic low of 0.1%, although some people think it won't have much impact. And finally, Italy has overtaken China as the country with the most coronavirus-related deaths. It's now registered a total of more than 3,400. Across the UK, the death toll is now at 137. Those are the headlines. Stay tuned for a full roundup of the news at 6.
Man Benham Advocates. Call us on 639 350 or visit manbenham.com. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Gurumayat, thank you, Lewis. No warnings from the Ronalds Way Met Office out in the North Irish Sea. On the island tonight, very pleasant, dry and clear. And tonight, overnight, will be dry and clear. Light northeasterly breeze, temperatures down to 2 Celsius, dipping close to freezing on higher ground. For Friday, tomorrow, Jahenya. Frosty to kick off with, then dry, long sunny spells, a moderate east-northeasterly at 8 degrees. Daytime maximum down to 3 through the night into Saturday. Jasan, dry and cloudy, top temperature 8 degrees in a fresh to strong east-southeast. Sunset tonight, 29 minutes to 7. High waters at 16 minutes to 9. Low water overnight, 6 minutes past 3. Sunrise Friday morning, 19 minutes past 6. On the morning high water, 9 minutes past 9.
For the latest high-tech windows, doors, conservatories, fascias and soffits, visit Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom in Snugborough.
Our Chief Minister Howard Quayle and Health Minister David Ashford gave the latest instalment of the daily media briefings today on coronavirus. So the four main points: there are still no confirmed cases of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man. Schools are remaining open. There'll be fines of up to £10,000 in place for those breaking the rules. And it was confirmed a dedicated 111 service has been set up to assist those in the public with concerns.
Now, I mentioned yesterday that we would be making a change in the scale of our testing. I am able to confirm today that we are now able to do so. This is an addition to what was already taking place. The Minister will take us through some of the detail of this in a second, but I do need to make two points of my own. We are operating under significant constraints in terms of the number that we can test and process. And I need to be frank, we are not able to test as many people as we would ideally like to, but we are prioritising and we are taking our lead from clinical experts. We have had reports of abusive behaviour towards our healthcare professionals from people who feel they should be tested. This will not be tolerated. Our doctors, nurses, and other healthcare staff have a right to work without fear of abuse. David, would you like to take us through the situation regarding testing?
Thank you, Chief Minister. From tomorrow, there will be a mobile testing unit available for people to attend. These are people who have been directed there by the 111 service, which the Chief Minister will speak more about in a moment. In relation to that, those people will be people who are presenting symptoms. It is important for me to stress that the only route to be tested is via that 111 service. This is not a mobile unit where people can simply turn up to be tested. That will not be allowed. It is purely people displaying symptoms who meet the criteria that will be sent there. The other thing I want to state is that we will be processing roughly 30 tests a day from here on in. I know there's been comments around the fact the island has only so far done 50 tests, but as I have stated previously, that was in line with the criteria that was being applied at the time, in line with Public Health England. We have also processed about 100 other tests over the last few days that we are awaiting the results of.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom. MT ClearSound. Personalise how you hear your mobile phone conversations.
23 minutes to 6, Manx retailers and logistics providers have reassured customers supplies of food, medicine and household essentials will be maintained. They're continuing to work with the steam packet to ensure freight can be carried even in a worst-case scenario to keep the shelves stocked. They say they're working round the clock to deal with the challenge, but they require your support. Andrew Corrie is the Area Operations Manager for the Manx Cooperative Society, and he says shoppers have a responsibility to think of others.
The first thing I would say is it creates a real sense of injustice, because there's a lot of people out there who don't have the luxury of the resource, the money or the ability to get to the shops to be able to buy more than they actually need. So we have a situation where there are a lot of people buying a lot more than they actually need for their immediate needs. And this is having the knock-on effect of meaning that there isn't enough stock on the shelves then for the people who are perhaps more in need, that are vulnerable, that are elderly, and really a lot closer to having nothing in the cupboards. So that's the sort of first point to mention around that. Beyond that, if the supply chain is perfectly capable of coping with bringing enough food to the Isle of Man and continuing to bring enough food to the Isle of Man, and this is across all the major retailers, to keep the nation fed for the future, long into the future, forevermore. So what I would urge the public to do is say, if you scale back your shopping and only buy what you need, think about it in two ways. One is you're leaving something for the other people, perhaps less fortunate than yourself, to be able to buy. And the other is you're enabling the supply chain to keep up with the demand and do a better job of keeping the shelves full. Today, all the major retailers have agreed collectively on the Isle of Man that we will all have quotas in place in terms of the amount of goods we would request customers to buy. And again, this is our part in trying to encourage customers to shop responsibly. And we're all currently working with different organisations to address the issue that as and when, if people are going into self-isolation, etc., that we'll have means of getting products to their homes for them as well. So again, I'd just like to reassure everyone that we're all working very hard to look after the community of the Isle of Man, and we will do so.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Ben McCree left Heysham at 2:15 this afternoon, nosing into Douglas in the next 20 minutes or so. And then, of course, docking, spinning around, heading off for Heysham at 7:45 this evening, arriving there at 11:30. The overnight departure is at 2:15. No problems in the North Irish Sea. And remember, the steam packet's fast craft, Milanen's, due to resume her seasonal service to Liverpool a week tomorrow. That's Friday, March 27th, ahead of the clocks going forward that weekend. Her first sailing of 2020 to Dublin is scheduled for the day after, March 28th, and to Belfast for April the 8th.
With more than 900,000 special offer seats available during 2020, visit steam-packet.com.
20 to 6 on Update. This is Manx Radio live from the Isle of Man. We've heard lots of people in the Manx community expressing concerns about what happens with their utility bills, given the current social and economic climate we're living in. Dolan Mercer from Manx Radio News asked the chair of Manx Utilities, Dr. Alex Allenton, MHK, what steps the organisation's taking to try and mitigate those concerns.
What we've put in as a contingency plan is to expand the role of the emergency credit on people's keys. We would ask, in the same way as people are buying provisions in case they need to self-isolate, we'd ask them also to charge up their key for their key meter in case they need to self-isolate. But we've expanded the credit for a period of time until this is over, so that we think there's at least 14 days of credits there, even if you do run out of money. And I think this is very important to reassure people in the community that if they do need to self-isolate, we can deal with it. If they do run into problems, please phone us and we will deal with problems in terms of their bills or their supply. Telephone number is 687-675 during office hours. And also we have an emergency number out of hours as well. And all these details are on our website.
You've just mentioned that those credit amounts have changed. What's the threshold gone from and gone to?
Previously, we had it at £6, which would last you a long weekend, really, if you ran out and you couldn't get to the shops in time. We've increased that up to £30, which on an average bill is over 14 days. This is just an initial measure in terms of trying to relieve some of that anxiety about people's bills, that if they either can't get to the meter charging facility or for some reason they run out of money, that we are there to help, we are there to deal with that and to try to reassure customers that we'll do as much as we can to keep the lights on.
And in theory, of course, that covers a self-isolation period. That's the
that's the
aim.
That was the reason to bring it in, that those people who may be unwell and at home, if they're on their own and they're vulnerable and they've got pre-existing conditions, get in contact with us. We will help you deal with any bills, any charging. Again, we are trying, as many other agencies, not to go around to lots of people's homes in case we spread it and give it to you or we catch it from you. But what we will do is respond to any emergency in the usual way. If you have worries about your electricity supply, please get in contact with us. We will be as flexible as possible. We will do whatever is necessary to secure the health of our customers, to make sure the lights stay on, to make sure the water keeps on running and is clean and drinkable. We will do whatever is necessary to maintain those essential services.
Manx Radio's business briefing, powered by Y Manx.
Two of the island's pubs have been forced to close their doors due to coronavirus. The Bay Hotel in Port Erin's ceasing trading with immediate effect as a result of COVID-19. Meantime, the Glenmona Hotel and Country Pub's closing for at least a fortnight after a run of cancelled bookings. That risk of health to staff and the financial hit combined to do that. Elsewhere in the UK, the owner of Zara has been forced to close 3,785 stores globally after the coronavirus pandemic sent stocks tumbling in the first 2 weeks of March. The Spanish group Inditex, which owns Pull & Bear and Bershka, says it's temporarily closed stores in 39 countries. The company's accounted for a £263 million hit from the outbreak as sales fell 24% globally in the first 2 weeks. Laura Ashley's filed for administration after rescue talks failed. H&M has been forced to close stores, reporting sales had dropped a quarter since the outbreak. Selfridges has closed stores in London, Birmingham and Manchester, and fellow luxury retailer Harrods has cut its opening hours.
WiMAX, technology, communications, services. Find out more on 641199 or visit wimanx.com today. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed higher, with investors digesting new policy announcements from the European Central Bank and the Bank of England. US stocks jumped as gains in big tech shares led a sharp turnaround. The dollar extended gains as demand for funding stayed high despite recent burst of liquidity injection. Oil prices rose after a three-day sell-off drove them to their lowest levels in two decades. Gold fell in volatile trading as fears of a worsening epidemic and its fallout on the global economy sent investors heading for cash. In corporate news, Burberry was in the red after the luxury retailer said trading's deteriorated significantly. Online retailer Ocado was weaker as it reported a rise in first quarter revenue and a massive increase in current orders. The fashion retailer Next was a bright spot, rallying after saying it survived a 1 billion sales decline, representing 25% of annual turnover. Reporting annual results, Next said it was impossible to publish guidance for the current year because there was no way of predicting how bad the virus's impact would be on sales. The numbers, the markets at the close, the FTSE 100 in London down 1.4% at 5,151, the DAX in Germany down 2.3% at 8,637, and just after 5 o'clock in New York, the Dow Jones Industrial Index up 0.75% at 20,044, the NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index in New York up 1.5% at 7,097, and the S&P 500 in Chicago up 0.6% at 2,412. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1 16.4 cents and €1 8.9 cents. And in commodities, the top two commodities, gold down 1.5% at $1,477 per ounce, and Brent crude finally up 7.8% at $27.28.6 cents a barrel.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers, and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
13 minutes to six. Even with no confirmed cases of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man as yet, some citizens are finding themselves in difficult situations. Adam called Manx Radio's Man in Line today, voicing concerns that each of his multiple income streams had dried up.
I'm in the high-risk category because I have an underlying health condition. I have a thing called Addison's disease. And my GP has told me to stay at home and not to work. And I have three jobs. I work as a casual in a hotel. I work in a casual as a restaurant, as a casual in a restaurant, and I have my own business making cards and prints out my artwork and selling them. And because of the coronavirus, all three sources of income have dried up, because there isn't any work in the restaurant, there isn't any work in the hotel, and nobody is buying my cards or prints. So I have no income, and I've tried to apply for Job Seekers Allowance in order to support me through this time.
Yeah.
And I can't get Job Seekers Allowance because I'm not a job seeker, and they won't give it to me. And they've told me to apply for incapacity benefit, but I'm not incapacitated.
What advice did they give you then? If you're not incapacitated, what about the? It's an underlying Addison's. It's not uncommon Addison's, so they must surely know how this affects you.
Well, they've said that I can't work for health reasons, therefore it's incapacity benefit. But I'm not incapacitated. You know, I can still work. I'm just not getting any income from my jobs at the minute because of the coronavirus, and I've been advised to self-distance, so I can't do the two jobs where I go out working in restaurants and in a hotel as a casual. But I can work from home, making my cards and that sort of thing, and painting and all the rest of it. But I'm not getting any income from it, you know, so I'm not incapacitated in that sense.
How long will it go on before it really affects you, Adam?
Well, it's already affecting me because I've only just set up my business, my small business. I've spent a lot of my savings on that, in fact, all my savings on that, and I need some income. I haven't got any income of my own at the moment. You know, I think the government needs to relax the rules. It's no good telling everyone to stay at home and people not being able to claim benefits because they haven't changed the rules around benefits to match the circumstances.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Dolan Mercer.
Fastamai. Organisers of the Southern 100 held a meeting, including its senior race officials, yesterday evening to discuss the running of the 2020 Southern 100 road races, either on the scheduled dates or possibly postponing them until later in the year. After discussion about the ongoing COVID-19 crisis, it was acknowledged that the current situation could continue for at least a further 6 months. After consultation with the club's chief medical officer regarding the availability of doctors and paramedics to cover the races, many of whom travel from the UK, the event would have insufficient cover to run them on the scheduled dates or any other. It was therefore decided by the race committee, very reluctantly, they say, to announce the cancellation of the 2020 Southern 100 road races. Organisers felt it was better to take that decision now rather than defer on a monthly basis in the hope that medical cover would become available at the last minute. The announcement also means the pre-TT Classic road races are now also cancelled. Competitors who've entered will be contacted by the race or club secretary in the next few days.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
The boss of Freedom Travel says it's operating a closed-door policy to protect staff and customers, the company says, as the travel industry adapts to working amid the COVID-19 pandemic. It'll be working by telephone only. Customers are asked to call Freedom Travel on 696 500 from Monday to Saturday between 10 and 4 or contact the firm by email. Jan Wozniak's been speaking to Dolan Mercer.
All we're operating is a closed-door policy. The decision was taken in consideration for our customers and to protect our staff. Certainly, we're reviewing it on a sort of day-to-day basis, but we felt the energy would be better placed in helping our clients at resort and any questions that are coming in, as they are indeed at the moment. All I can say is we've been finishing helping people to get back with the demise of Flybe, sadly, and then now we've got the restricting air travel, helping clients who are leaving their holiday throughout the world. And certainly, it's been a hard job for all the team. We've certainly been working overboard to make sure the clients can get back to the island.
Are there any concerns from your customers that the rules could be changed in the not too distant future and it might become even harder to get back to the island, perhaps?
Well, what we're doing, we're following all the latest advice from the Foreign Office regarding international travel. And basically, there has been a restriction of travel overseas for a period of 30 days. And this is what we're seeing coming through. Of course, the Isle of Man's different. We keep listening to what recommendations are coming from the Isle of Man regarding travels. We do know that clients who didn't get back on a certain time and now got to go into self-quarantine, obviously that's creating concern. However, the whole virus is a concern worldwide, and we've all got to go out and do our best to make sure that that doesn't spread. And obviously, most important is the well-being of everybody.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
7 minutes to six. Tonight's arrivals inbound at Ronald's Way. Everything's looking okay for the 6:35 Liverpool. That charter coming in from Finland at 7 tonight and the EasyJet from Gatwick. But the 8:30 inbound BA from London City has been cancelled. Departures looking okay. The 5:35 to Dublin left on time. The 5:05 to London City left 25 minutes late. That's the only late departure is the 7:20 EasyJet to Gatwick. That's temporary two-way 24-hour signals on the roads at the Liverpool Arms for railway crossing works as well. The A5 Newtown at Santon between the Forge and Santon hotels got traffic signals for that footway resurfacing work. King Edward Road in Groudle again, three-way 24-hour signals, and Bayview Road in Port St Mary's got two-way traffic signals for gas main repairs as well. The Currox Road, St John's, still a big hole and will be till the end of April. Elsewhere, you can check all the trains, planes, boats, buses and the roadworks, including the ongoing saga of Lock, Paris, Central and Queen's Promenade at Douglas at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. And Douglas Promenade has its own website, myprom.im.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
670-145.
The Isle of Man Methodist Church has joined the Church of England in stopping routine services and coffee mornings. It's part of what they feel is right to do, that they do their part in fighting the coronavirus crisis. Max Radio's news editor Tim Glover has been talking to the acting circuit superintendent David Shurtliff.
We met yesterday with the leadership team of the church, and we felt that was the responsible thing to do in the current situation. What we're very aware of is that across our churches, yes, we have many people who join us, but quite a number of those would fall into that category of elderly or vulnerable, and we really need to act to protect them, as well as to do our part in preventing any possible spread of the virus on the island.
The pastoral work goes on, and I think the message from the release you put out is that let's all watch our backs and look out for each other.
Yeah, that's right. Just because we're not meeting on a Sunday or at other times doesn't mean that we stop being the church. And something this does, it gives us the reminder that church is the people. And church is about living our lives wherever we find ourselves. So what we're saying to people is that we can still be a people of prayer, a people that watches over one another in love, and that's what we're encouraging folk to do now, which is, wherever they find themselves, to watch over their neighbours, to watch over their friends, to watch over each other.
You're also encouraging people to subscribe to the Isle of Man Methodist Church YouTube channel, where some worship will be available for people to do that at home.
That's right, Tim. What we've done is we've set up a YouTube channel, and if you go on YouTube and simply search for Isle of Man Methodist Church, that's where you can find it. And what we're going to be doing there is posting a number of resources as these weeks go by. And one of those things is a short service of worship that people can watch from the comfort of their own home, and so still feel connected and part of the wider church.
That's it for Update tonight. Thanks to producer Ewan Gorn, newsreader Lewis Foster. Remember, fines of up to £10,000 and 3 months in jail for breaking the rules regarding self-isolation. A mobile testing unit to be established if you present symptoms from tomorrow. A COVID-19 phone line on 111 to offer advice. Schools won't be closing, and pregnant nurses will have their roles assessed. Teachers advised to speak to their managers. And we'll be back tomorrow, Friday night.
WINT.